Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a lunar night so long and so cold that even the most robust solar-powered machines simply freeze and die. That is the challenge India is now tackling head-on. First, let us understand why this story has made headlines. The Indian Space Research Organization, that is ISRO, in collaboration with the Department of Atomic Energy, is developing an artificial heating system that will keep landers and rovers alive through the roughly 14 Earth day lunar night when temperatures near the poles plunge to about minus 180 degrees Celsius. The ambition is not just to survive one night, but to extend the mission life to 100 to 200 days, a dramatic leap from Chandrayaan 3, which could only operate during a single lunar daylight period. Why is the lunar night such a formidable obstacle? The moon rotates very slowly, so a full day and a full night each last about 14 Earth days. During that long night, there is no sunlight to feed solar panels and no solar warmth to keep the hardware temperate. Electronics, batteries and moving parts that are allowed to cool below a certain threshold simply freeze, and many of them fail permanently. In other words, without an internal heat source, a solar-powered craft is doomed once the sun sets. What did Chandrayaan 3 achieve, and where did it fall short? In 2023, the mission touched down near the lunar south pole at a site christened Shiv Shakti Point. Its Vikram lander and Pragyan rover were engineered to function through one lunar day. They completed all primary objectives, then entered a sleep mode at nightfall with the hope of waking up at the next sunrise. As expected for a solar-only system lacking internal heating, they never revived. This outcome highlighted the very limitation that the new heating technology is designed to overcome. Now, what exactly is the survival technology being pursued? The involvement of the Department of Atomic Energy points to the use of radioisotope heating. In this method, the heat released by the natural decay of a radioactive source is harnessed to keep critical components above their survival temperature throughout the frigid night. This class of technology has already enabled deep space probes and lunar craft of other nations to endure long, sunless periods. By keeping a land alive across multiple lunar days, the scientific return from each mission could be multiplied many times over. With that background in place, let us look at where this capability fits into India's broader lunar roadmap. The next mission, Chandrayaan 4, is planned as a sample return mission. Such a mission demands hardware that can operate reliably for an extended period on the lunar surface, making the heating system essential. Moreover, the same technology underpins the long-term vision of the Bharatiya Antariksh Station, India's planned space station, and future human-rated lunar ambitions, all of which require systems capable of surviving harsh thermal cycles. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The lunar night lasts about 14 Earth days, and temperatures near the poles can drop to around minus 180 degrees Celsius. The partnership driving this effort is between ISRO and the Department of Atomic Energy. The target operational life for the heated lander is 100 to 200 days, a stark contrast to Chandrayaan 3's single daylight period. Chandrayaan 3 landed near the South Pole in 2023 at Shiv Shakti Point. This heating method is artificial, most likely radioisotope-based, and it directly feeds into the upcoming Chandrayaan 4 sample return mission as well as the envisioned Bharatiya Antariksh Station. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For General Studies Paper 3, this development touches on three important themes: the latest advancements in space technology, the drive for indigenization of critical capabilities, and India's growing stature in science and technology. Examiners may ask you to explain why the lunar night poses a problem, how radioisotope heating mitigates that problem, and how this capability creates a bridge between Chandrayaan 3, the forthcoming Chandrayaan 4, and the broader goal of a lunar-based space station. In conclusion, mastering the lunar night transforms a brief, one-day scientific sprint into a marathon of discovery, delivering far more data for the same launch investment. By developing indigenous radioisotope heating, India not only solves a hard physical challenge but also reduces reliance on foreign technology, positioning itself as a credible player in the next era of lunar exploration and resource prospecting near the South Pole. This stride underscores how strategic scientific innovation can amplify national capabilities and inspire future generations.